Hello, Greg.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good too. It's Thursday. We're almost there, right?
Almost there.
We're getting close, man.
Yep.
How has your week been so far?
Good. Good. How about you?
It's been good. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm just kind of pulling everything up here for Desnoyer. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay, and then I see that there is this domain, Desnoyerexcavation.co.
Yep.
You started that for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And I'm sure the point of doing that was to bring in more business, right? You have all these beautiful equipment.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever considered first page placement on Google before?
I did look into it just probably about a week ago.
Okay, that's probably why it triggered. So we've been in business for 19 years. We're a Google Premier partner. Local Splash has been doing this for like a really long time. So probably that's why it triggered a call from the team. If you're looking into it, then what happens is Google sends over a short list of pre-qualified candidates when the position becomes available. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm taking a look at this, and what did you find when you looked into it like a week ago?
I just looked at it briefly.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really understand how the pricing worked. I think I did it right through Google. So
okay.
I just wasn't sure on how it all worked. I didn't really pay much more attention to it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So Google themselves doesn't offer these services. They have 40 premier partners. Unless you're doing like Google Ads, and you don't, your category doesn't qualify.
You know what? That might have been what it was.
Yeah.
That
Google
might have been
Ads
what it was. I remember seeing something about ad.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Going to be pay per click, whether or not you ever even speak to the client.
Okay. I think that's what threw me off, because I was like, wow, that's going to add up.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm but only this, one guy. You know?
Exactly. Like, so this is going to be organic.
There's not that much money coming in, but there's some.
Right. So this is going to be organic. So you know how when you do a search for something, Greg, like say you're looking for a tire shop near me, and that map will pop up in the middle of the screen with the little red dots on it?
Yep.
That's called the Google Local Map section, and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And for where you're at in Rhode Island, that right there is where we're going to list your company. And then the other thing that we do is we also couple it with Facebook ads. So, you know, I see your Facebook page here for the business. So you know how, like, when you go on to Google and you look for something, and then you go on to Facebook later on, and that same thing is coming up through your Facebook feed?
Yep.
That's called retargeting. So
okay.
That's automatically included for packages like this. So we actually take a multiple services and we put them all together. Now, the fact that you have, you already have that website in place is actually going to work really well in your favor, because we're able to waive the setup fee altogether. Normally the setup fee alone is $299.
Okay.
So we're waiving that completely, and then we can bring your monthly investment rate down to a flat cost of $249 month to month, no contract. Okay?
Okay.
Now, specifically, what that program's going to include for you is complete Google Local optimization setup. So we'll go through the Google process, we'll get you verified there and set you up within the local map. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to anchor that website to that Google listing, so your clients have a dedicated space to land on in order to call to speak with you directly. They can look at those beautiful photos and get comfortable with you before they ever even pick up the phone to call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, $100 of that $249 budget is going straight to the Facebook ads. So instead of you paying per click, per call, or per lead, my company incurs the click cost. You're only paying the flat rate. So whether you get 5 calls or 85 calls, the price doesn't go up. It doesn't change. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the cool thing about this is with that $100 investment towards the Facebook ads, Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click, and we pass that savings down directly to our clients. So if every keyword that we program you in for and every ad that we show you for costs 50 cents per click, you're still getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions with a $100 investment. Okay?
Okay.
And that's just from the Facebook platform. Now, I heard you say that you are a one-man band. So that doesn't mean that every single person who's contacting you is necessarily going to be a buyer. But it is going to allow you to suss out which ones are going to be best for you. And the cool thing about this is instead of paying per lead, per click, or per call, you get to cherry pick. And we're going to be the ones to filter it out for you and make sure that you're getting calls from the specific areas that you want to target.
Okay.
How does all that sound to you so far?
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. We also include programming for Yelp, Apple, and Bing. These are the secondary destinations that Google does index when a keyword search is done. So we want to make sure that we're programming you in for the popular areas and capturing that entire book of business that's in your backyard. Now, in the winter months, are you still offering services or do you close down for the winter?
No, I offer services.
Okay. If you ever need to, the reason I ask is I know you guys see crazy weather. So if you ever need to pause, like if business slows down, maybe some people will shut down even like Thanksgiving through like February. You have a pause feature. If you ever need to pause and you don't lose anything, it simply just hits pause and you're not charged. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that that's available to you. You also get the automated call tracking system with the downloadable app that's going to allow you to log on. And you can actually listen to the recorded phone calls. You can forward calls over if you need to. It gives the business a very professional greeting. So thank you for calling Disnoyer Excavation. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. If you need to forward those over because you're busy in the field, maybe you have your wife answering them or you have somebody who's answering them on the front end for you, you still have access to all those call recordings through the local Splash Call app. And the amazing thing is it's going to eliminate any and all spam and robocalls that you're receiving.
Okay.
Now, the beauty of the program, my favorite feature is the fact that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. I love this because it allows you to log on and track the success to see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving, if you want to upload new photos, if you want to change content, if you want to run promotions, you're able to do so with the assistance of your account management team that starts right here with me. I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you.
Okay.
So tell me, Greg, since it's month to month for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for account purposes, is your first name officially Greg or Gregory?
Gregory.
Okay. And then is that G-R-E-G-O-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to take a stab in the dark, but is your last name Disnoyer?
It is.
Okay. You're like, nope, I just picked that name randomly, you know? And then I see here on the Facebook that you were previously Disnoyer Trucking LLC. Are we sticking with that email address, the disnoyertrucking@aol.com, or have you got a different one?
No, we're just going to stick with that one just to keep everything
cool.
Easy.
All right. Awesome. And then let me see here. You do have the logo. Beautiful. Okay. And then when we go through Google verification, I have a home office here at 9 Elaine Drive, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, 02852. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let me go ahead and send these emails out to you. Now, with this, let's see here. Go ahead and lock that in. All right, do you have license and insurance for the company?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then what forms of payment do you accept, Greg? Cash, check?
Cash, check, or credit card.
Got it. Okay. Hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
7 to 7 will be fine.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And then she put here you're servicing all of Rhode Island. Is that correct? Or just the southern part?
It'd be southern Rhode Island.
Okay. Got it.
What is the, maybe you already said it. What would be my monthly cost?
Just $249.
Okay, 249. Okay.
Yep, and that's locked in. I'm actually going to read a voice verification out to you right when we do the billing that outlines that service agreement. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no long-term contract. If you ever need to cancel okay. or pause the account for any reason, then you simply call us 3 days before the billing, okay?
Okay.
Now, I also want to be very clear about the timeline and how things work here. So we go ahead and conduct client onboarding as quickly as possible so we can begin programming right away. And with this, Greg, what happens is we're going to send off to Google for verification right away. Google verification takes approximately 7 to 14 days to go ahead and get the complete approval. And then we can begin the programming there within the local map in order to anchor your listing to the first page. Now, there's not a lot of competitors in your area, so you're going to rank very quickly. But it is my job just to make sure that you know exactly what the terms and conditions state. So from the point of sale, it takes, like I said, we do client onboarding right away, and then we go ahead and we begin get the programming up and running as far as getting the Google listing verified, 7 to 14 days. Facebook ads are up and running 7 to 14 days. The Google, when we program in for the directories, those take about 5 to 10 days to go ahead and get those directories up, the Yelp, the Apple, the Bing, the secondary places. And everywhere that we list the business name, we're anchoring that website. So it drives the traffic straight back to your website, straight back to your phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement across all platforms. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. Again, that's why I break the timeline down correctly. And if I thought that it was going to take that long for you, I would let you know. But the advantage here is when it's done on 30-day increments, if you're not 100% satisfied, you have no reason to stay with the program.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty.
All right, so let me go ahead and get this next part done. So for the excavation, now are you also doing land clearing and lot clearing?
Not generally.
Okay.
But I can do like small site prep.
Okay, small site prep. And then what else do you want? Do you want like foundation prep? Do you want resloping? What do you want?
Yeah, it'd be grading, foundation, septics, drainage. Just not like a full lot clearing.
Okay. Sorry, I had to sneeze.
No problem. Bless you.
So are you doing septic tank installs?
I do septic system installs. So.
Okay. System installs. Perfect. Drainage. Are you doing the French drains?
Yeah, I can do French drains.
Okay. Got it. Okay. This is going to be great. And then you said cash, check, and credit card. Got that down. Are there going to be any other authorized users on this account? Anybody else who can call in and make change or adjustment on behalf of the company?
No. Just email.
Okay. If you ever need to update, you can. You know, we're going to do everything to protect your proprietary information. So the reason that I say that is because we want to make sure that whoever you put on has the authorization with the code word, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is great. Here we go. Got that part. Now, for client onboarding, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the calendar here, and we're going to see when you're available. Are you working right now?
I am.
Okay. So I can do something around lunchtime for you between 12 and 1. I have something between 2 and 3. I have something between 4 and 5 or not 4 and 5, 5 and 6 or 6 and 7.
Between 6 and 7 would probably be good.
Okay, that one's going to be the best
just
for you.
Let me through the day.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and get the approval on that real quick, and then, all right, you'll see that come through, and it's going to say local splash CI for client interview, EN for English, and then it's going to have your first and last name along with the placeholder. And what's going to happen is I'm sending out a couple of text messages, so the first of which is going to be my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact for you, Greg, so it's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and what you need out of this particular program. And I'm available to you Monday through Friday, and that is 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. So what's going to happen is that 877 number that I'm sending over to you now, this is going to be the Local Splash phone number. This phone number is going to be how you're going to contact us anytime you have a you know, you want to update something or you want to make a change, anything like that. So you'll be able to lock that in later on. But when we call you today for client onboarding, it's going to come from that 877 phone number is why I point that out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so for the billing information for the card you're putting on file, Greg, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Just first and last name.
And the billing address is the 9 Elaine Drive?
Yes.
All right, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready.
4581. I just dropped my credit card. 5680.
Uh-huh.
0041.
Uh-huh.
5104.
Expiration month and year?
1125.
Three-digit code on the back?
819.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Which is?
Bingo. Just okay. Like a song.
Cool. So, like I said, we set that to protect your proprietary information. Please understand that Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money than what's been agreed upon during your client onboarding, as well as the voice verification that I'm about to read. So that's just the flat $249. There's no hidden taxes or anything like that. If you ever get a call of somebody requesting more money from you or, you know, offering you a service similar, please understand it's not required for you to pay any more money and ask for that security question, because if they don't ask that security question in the beginning, then it's probably not us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Biz Noyer's Excavation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gregory DeNoyers, owner.
Gregory, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is June 27, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 27th day of every month. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself for client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I would like to go ahead and be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs, Greg. There's just one last little bit of housekeeping here. I'm going to send you out the T's and C's. If you could just click this link and pop your signature in for me, that would be great. Here you go. It's coming over via text message. It says, Gregory, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of of your email. We sent a copy over to the email address we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Let's see. Subscription terms. Oh, right here. Just click on the terms link.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Trying to hit confirm signature.
Sure. Are you on an iPhone?
Yes.
Sometimes if you turn it sideways.
Oh, that might be why. There is an S at the end of my last name.
There is? Oh, that's exactly
yep.
why. Hold on.
I turned it sideways, and now I can see the message that says
okay.
It needs to match.
Okay, yeah, that's absolutely why. Oh, stand by 1 second. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'll cancel on that one.
Yeah, well, I have to re-trigger it, reset it anyways. So here we go, did that, got that, here we go again.
So does this show up on the Google Maps too when you search?
Yes, that's exactly where this shows.
Okay.
Instead of doing the ads, it's going to show up in the Google Map. There you go. I just
okay.
re-triggered that for you.
Does it show up with the address? Does it
no.
show up an exact location?
Because
okay,
that's your home office. We're going to keep that hidden on Google. We don't want
yeah,
we don't
my
want
actual
people
house, so I don't want
yeah,
that
that's
happen.
What I'm well, that's a nice way of us saying it's your house. You know, we say your home office.
Yeah.
We don't we still don't want people showing up over there acting crazy. You know what I mean?
Yep. I already had one guy that tried calling me once and was worried that I wasn't gonna call him back, and he knocked on my door. I'm like, please don't come here.
You're like, that's just weird.
This is weird. This
super,
is really
super
weird.
Strange. Like, we need
it's
you
it's okay if I go to your house, because that's where the work
yeah,
is.
Exactly. But,
but
you're not coming over here to borrow any of the work, you know? Like.
Oh, yeah. I came that close to buying a P.O. box. I'm like, nope.
Oh,
that
man.
Is it.
Well, and the thing is with Google, Google isn't going to verify a P.O. box. So that's why we keep your physical address hidden on Google. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Because Google won't verify it, so.
Am I going to get another link to that thing, or do I just click the same one?
You should have gotten a new link. You didn't get it? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
It shows me that it sent it. Stand by.
Oh, fill out the form here? Is
no,
that
no,
it?
No. No, no. Let me try
oh, okay.
here. I'm going to isolate it here. Hold on. Let's try this. Here you go. It's coming across right now. The form is, and they'll walk you through that form. That's just where you're going to upload the business license and stuff like that for the Google Docs so that we can go ahead and get the verification going.
And I believe that is it.
Beautiful. Okay, you should have received, it's now going to ask for username and password.
Yep.
Okay, username is the phone number for the company. And this has all been sent over email, so you don't need to log in right now. But if you want to, it's up to you. Username is going to be the business phone number. All like one word. There's no parentheses
no dashes
or dashes or anything. And then the password is all lowercase, cool local.
Okay.
Do you have any other
yep.
questions for me?
No, I think that is it.
All right. Well, Again, I'd like to congratulate you for going with Local Splash. You're going to get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment today. So if for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment time, make sure that you just call or text back in so I can reschedule you ASAP. And then we're going to call you from that 877 phone number, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, you also.
All right, bye.